Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You take them all, the man.
This is a Wild Card Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by George McCoy at WarrenAllen.com.
On 1080 The Fan.
Watch him become a god.
Seahawks fired Ryan Grubb as offensive coordinator today as part of the Black Monday firings go. Only 1 year up in Seattle for Grubb. That was a little bit of a surprise. I mean, the offense wasn't great, but at the same time, you thought that they would give him a little bit more of a runway to establish his system and his style of play.
Yeah, I'm definitely caught off guard by that in the sense of like, this wasn't the Bears. They had the 14th best offense in the league. The drawback was they had the 28th best run game.
That ain't going to do it, boss.
But also, offensive line beat to hell, running backs beat to hell.
Yeah, their offensive line not good, especially on the interior, and that's got to be a big concern moving forward. I think that may just show that Mike McDonald in that defensive style that they play, they want to play complementary football. Look at Baltimore.
Yeah, where they came from.
I mean, they want to play complementary football, and that starts with running the football and keeping your defense off the field. You're going to give yourself a better chance to win. And I think you just can look at the overall trends in football and the direction that things are going. Running the football is becoming more and more of a premium. And Seattle couldn't do it. And I think if McDonald is looking at it and saying, scheme-wise, it's not going to be one that thrives in the direction that the NFL is going and the way that winning football is going to be played, then maybe we should carve a different path and pull this ripcord before we go too far down the line. I also think DK Metcalf, in his frustrations over the course of the season, it plays a minuscule role in this. But the fact that, you know, you have the whole conversation amongst the fan base of, is it the quarterback or is it the receiver that's the issue going on right now? And maybe a little bit of it is the play caller, too, right?
It's certainly, I think a
sum of all the parts.
But you take a look at, you know, you can go chicken to the egg. Is it more the running back makes the offensive line or the offensive line makes the running back?
No,
I'm a firm believer in
it's
the offensive line. You can put a lot of guys behind it, which, I mean, we've seen that time in, time out. You take a look at the Baltimore Ravens and what they have had. Even prior to Derrick Henry, they had the Gus Bus was successful back there. I mean, you just kind of go down the list of guys that they have back there. Why? Well, because they've had multiple Pro Bowl, All-Pro caliber offensive linemen over the years. The Eagles this year are going to give three. Both their tackles and their center are going to end up as All-Pros.
And I honestly believe this with Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. Like, hey, beware of the fact that his offensive line is not just great. They're like historically great offensive line.
Yes.
He's got two anchor tackles. He's got one of the best and most respected centers in the NFL. You can get a hell of a lot done with those three guys on an offensive line. everybody looks creative. Ben Johnson has a deep bag, and he is wildly creative, and I think that that's why this team is that good, right? Because he's doing it with Jared Goff. It's not like he's doing this with a plus, you know, quarterback back there. But I think the weapons that Ben Johnson has at his disposal, if he goes in, everybody's like, oh, the Bears just need to throw all the money. Do we know that it's going to work the way it is in Detroit right now? Well, yeah, he'll have a quarterback. Yeah. He'll have a couple of weapons that are young. But that offensive line is dreadful. Yes. And no coordinator has the touchdown play with a bad offensive line. No.
And we were talking about this going to the break because Mike McCarthy is the coach that the Lions have reached out to for permission to talk to or requested permission to talk to be
the Bears requested permission.
I'm sorry. They could get the Lions. The Bears. Thank you. And I'm just sitting there going, why? I am 100% saying pay Ben Johnson. I am 100% saying throw the money at Ben Johnson. Because,
watch out now.
Look. Do they need the help on the offensive line? Yes, absolutely. It's a good thing they only won four games this year because they're going to have their pick of offensive line at the top of the draft.
Yeah, well, they will. I think what they're picking...
Was it eighth?
Tenth.
Tenth.
They're picking 10th overall. they may have to trade up, but that's going to be higher number one that I'm most intrigued on in the NFL. Is Bears head coach because of you have Caleb Williams, you have a front office that is seemingly committed to spending money if available. I think that is an interesting one. I also think, you know, the outside of my fandom of the team, the Patriots, because you have a young quarterback that is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just need to put the pieces around him, get him a better offensive line, get him some weapons. It's not going to be a 1 year, everything is better in New England. It's going to be multiple years.
Both those teams, the Bears
but you have a quarterback.
Yeah, the Bears and the Patriots are in the same boat of needing offensive line. And the first two mock drafts I have them looking at, both drafts have them both taking the exact same players. At pick number four for the Patriots, it's Kelvin Banks. Yeah. At pick number 10 for the Bears, it's the Will Rudolph, the tackle from LSU.
Big old tackle.
Yeah, and they're absolute monster human beings. Oh. And it's like, yeah.
That's where it's going to start and finish, man.
Yeah, I think if you're talking about like the NFL draft and me months away and how this is all going to shape up, I think those two things, those two places, if they both stay there, if you're saying like, where are they going to go? I think it's the most like, throw a dart land on those two guys of anybody in this draft.
Yep. And that's a really tough spot for Seattle too, because they were good enough almost everywhere else to where they pick 18th. And I don't, with an interior offensive lineman, you're not going to get like you need left tackles, right? But you need to improve dramatically on the interior of your offensive line. And at 18th, you weren't bad enough to get your first pick, right? The pick of the litter of those interior offensive mm-hmm. linemen. And that's unfortunate because the team was good enough to be in a spot where they're drafting middle late. Actually, they're very last of any of the non-playoff teams in the draft selection at 18th overall.
The first couple of drafts I've looked at mock drafts had them taking Luther Burden. Who was
wide receiver, Missouri.
Who was at one point in time like a top three-ish kind of guy coming into the season.
That's a weird move.
Mm-hmm.
See, DK. Let's trade DK for an interior offensive line.
I mean.
No, not going to happen.
No?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. It's okay. The Athletic has the Raiders taking Drew Aller, which would be my own personal hellscape.
I'll get used to it, pal.
God, I would despise every bit of that.
I know you would because your hate for Drew Aller is something special.
I think he's a perfectly fine college quarterback.
I don't think he's a top level.
I don't think he's an NFL
quarterback either.
I don't think he's an NFL quarterback.
He is.
Forget top level.
Daniel Jones 2.0.
I mean, Aiden O'Connell, who is, yeah, it's tough.
What do you mean, Aiden O'Connell? Where were you going with that? You'd rather have Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah.
I don't think you mean that.
Yeah,
I don't think you mean that at all.
And I don't want him.
Wait, are you saying the Raiders will take him at sixth?
No, they have them trading back here with the Bears.
So you're going to take him 10th?
Yeah. Yeah. This, like I said, this is my own personal hellscape.
Yeah.
Work takes up most of your time.
That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going to be even better is that, like, you are going to be so against this pick, and then he becomes like a Pro Bowl quarterback, and you're going to be like, still not the guy.
Look, if he does, I'll reverse course and just say I had it wrong. He would be a bigger, like, oh my God thing than the way I viewed Jason Tatum coming out of college.
Oh, did you see the Canadian slinger? Curtis Rourke, do you see?
Playing without an ACL.
Yeah, he tore his ACL at the beginning of the year, according to his agent. How about that?
According to his agent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think that you can lie about that one. Can you?
I mean
he's going to have to get surgery on it, yeah. And that's why they're signaling this.
Because he's going to go in the draft.
Yeah. But that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Especially with how mobile he was.
Golly. See, what's your...
Is he like Dennis Smith Jr.?
Mm.
For those that don't know, Dennis Smith Jr. is actually one of, I think they said it was something like 8% of the population, if I remember right, is born with this. And that's having two ACLs.
Oh, a little backup plan.
Yes. And you
that's great.
It does not show up on an MRI. You can only discover it during surgery.
How?
So apparently it's like underlying.
Huh.
So.
Crazy.
Yeah. But maybe that's Curtis Rourke. I was playing with us. Maybe he's one of those guys that has a second ACL.
Well, okay. Well, what's your Christian Watson towards ACL? What's his excuse? Oh, he plays receiver, not quarterback.
Yeah. Also, he's
that sucks.
His was completely non-contact, and he fell over. And it was like, he's cooked.
Hate that for him.
That sucks. He shouldn't have been playing.
I hate that.
I understand why he did, but he very clearly shouldn't have been playing.
Mm. Wait, why? Why shouldn't he have been playing?
Because he went into the game with the knee injury.
Yeah. Well, if it's gonna go, it's gonna go. So it either would have happened now or happen
next week.
Next week in Philadelphia. So he did it at home.
He went out. He went out on his shield.
Yeah.
Like I said, I get it, but
Yeah.
They did the imaging. They knew what state it was in.
Yeah. They knew it was going to go.
When it goes on like a non-contact route, it is what it is.
Well, it's most ACLs. Yeah.
Well, it's true.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.